Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spillman. I'm Pat. How are you doing today, and how are classes going so far at home?
Trent, I'm doing pretty good. Classes online have definitely been interesting, to say the least. I like being able to get on Zoom and be able to still like see your professors and be able to see your classmates' faces and be able to talk to them. But not all my classes are doing Zoom, and so sometimes it's like hard for me to make sure like I'm staying on schedule. When you're at the university, you have certain times that you have to be in classes, you have certain times you have to be at practice, certain times that you have games or however else, so you have a lot more strict schedule versus like here you have a lot of distractions, whether that's my little brother, whether that's my Xbox, my phone. Like, I have a lot more pressure when I'm at school to be able to get everything done versus when I'm here at home, I just feel like I'm procrastinating a lot and just waiting to the last second to do everything. So it's definitely been an adjustment, but just trying to find some normalcy by getting on Zoom and being able to talk with your professors and your classmates as much as possible. So it's definitely been an adjustment, but I'm starting to kind of get the hang of it a little bit. How about yourself?
Yeah, I have the same kind of situation with my classes where some are on Zoom and some are just checking Moodle and keeping up by yourself. So it's been a different for sure, but it's a good learning experience because you never know when something like this might end up happening again. So I do enjoy it. I like being able to see my classmates and kind of be in the same area, not really physically, but you can still see them, interact with them in a way that, I mean, years ago you wouldn't have been able to. We would have just been doing everything via either packets that were sent home or over Moodle, like we have for some of our classes as well, like the bigger classes. But I'm adjusting fairly well, I think. And Jane Wood sent out an email yesterday telling all the students that the rest of the semester will be the way we are doing it currently, online via Zoom or over Moodle, however our professors deem. What do you think about that a little bit, Pat? And how are you coping with not being able to go back to campus and spend the second part of the second semester of your junior year on campus with your friends and in class?
I definitely think it was the right decision by Bluffton University to have us go ahead and just continue online for the rest of the semester. It is hard just because, like, I wish that I was there with my friends. Like, I wish that there was, like, that normal schedule. It's really hard, but I think it's the right decision. The U.S. total is, like, in the 40,000s for the amount of people that have been tested positive for the coronavirus. And that's just going to continue to get worse. And on a college campus where we have public restrooms and we have just public dining halls, public everything, it would spread like wildfire if one person on campus actually got the coronavirus. So I think it was a smart decision, and you're seeing that with all other universities basically around the United States. I was really hoping that we'd be able to get back. You know, Trent and I were missing our spring season for soccer, but I feel more for our softball and baseball and track and field athletes just because they're missing their main season. They prepared all year for this, and to go and miss that, it's definitely has to be heartbreaking, especially for the seniors. This is their last go around, and it's just got to be extremely hard. And with everything I'm hearing, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to, you know, have our full soccer season. You never know how long this is going to last. You never know what might happen. As of right now, think we would still be able to have our season, but you know, that's always that fear that's kind of in my mind. They pushed our cross culturals back until July, the end of July, beginning of August now, and there's potentially that could even get pushed back or canceled just because of the coronavirus, which would be devastating. I've been looking forward to that trip, and for that to get canceled is definitely hard, but I think Bluffton University all around has made the right decisions. They've been cautious about it, and they haven't just jumped to conclusions. They've really thought about it, talked about it, and then ended up coming together with a foregone conclusion that I think it was the best answer and the best result, I think, for the health of our students and the health of our professors and faculty and staff. Trent, what do you think about the decision?
I think it's smart. It does kind of suck a little bit because I like enjoy being at school and going to classes and having kind of a crazy schedule with athletics in school, and now I just kind of feel like I'm just at home, which isn't a bad thing, but it just doesn't really feel like school to me. But I do think they did make the best decision that they could, seeing all of the stuff that is coming out about the coronavirus and how it's affected a lot of people and still affecting a lot of people as we have cases going up higher and higher. And I mean, Ohio right now is in this sort of quarantine where you only go out for essentials, only people working essential jobs are going to work and things like that. So I do think that'll help. But as of right now, I do believe Bluffton did make the best decision that they possibly can. And as you said, with the spring athletes, it does, I feel for them so much just because they've worked so hard. They did all this fundraising for their season, and their seasons don't get to happen. I mean, they've taken all this time out of what their days, weeks, months and months of just practicing and working and getting better, and now they can't go out and play any of those games. Baseball and softball got to play a little bit there in Florida, but we did, Pat and I did reach out to the coaches, and a couple of them are still getting back to us, but Coach Grandy on the baseball team did email me back because obviously we can't face-to-face interview people when we are not on campus, and there is the 6 feet thing, stay 6 feet apart from people. But I did ask him 4 questions, and he did answer all of those. So I'll kind of give a synopsis and some quotes on what he said. And I did ask him like what message he gave to his team addressing them after their season was canceled, and he told me that he could see it coming because of what was happening all around the country. And it came in waves for the baseball team, first with the suspension of the season when we first were told we had to leave campus, and then the cancellation. Granny said, I tried to give them as much info as I could give them. It was difficult because I literally was finding out just minutes before they found out. In fact, we were at practice when we found out the campus would be closing, so I tried to be as supportive as I could, as understanding as possible, with big picture in hand that we are in unprecedented times. And then I asked him a couple more questions. I asked him how the seniors meant to his program. He said, every group of seniors is important to me as they commit so much time in representing our program and growing themselves as men and students and baseball players. This group was sophomores when we first made the conference tournament and battled through a tough year last year due to our injuries. In particular, Parker Reynolds and Adam Duncan have played a lot of games for us, are good leaders and outstanding students. And then he talked about Brantley Kernett, who was the fifth-year senior. He came back and he battled back from Tommy John surgery, and he stayed for this extra year this year. And Granny said, he has been someone we think of as the heart and soul of our team. I feel terrible for all of these guys to lose this year, but it proves you never know when your last pitch will be. And then I then asked him a question because Pat and I had interviewed him earlier before the coronavirus happened and it was really big in the States, and we had a preview with him, and I asked him about the potential of this team and how he said they had a maturity and togetherness of this team, and I asked like how it's going to affect the team, and he said it's tough to predict. We are a close group, and I think the guys will be hungry coming into next year, but we also aren't going to be the exact same team. First thing we must do is get past the trauma of losing the season so unexpectedly and so unconventionally. Handling that and then maturely moving into 2021 is going to be the big challenge. And then I asked him what this year's baseball team meant to him. He said, as I said about the seniors, each team is important to me. When we had our last meeting, I told the team that they raised the floor for what it means to be a member of our program. The hard work they put in the weight room and in our off-season throwing and hitting programs was evident. The focus they approached the preseason with was special also. But they also raised the floor off the field too. Our highest ever semester GPA was over and over 300 community service hours worked, all with the phenomenal positive attitudes and team-first mentality. So it's good to see that how Coach Grandy has handled this situation and how he feels for his team. I think that's important, Pat. This was the first time of you hearing what Grandy had said. So what are your thoughts on how Grandy went about with his team and just the way he talks about his seniors and his team in general?
I think Coach Grandy answered those questions perfectly. I think no matter what, there's no really easy way to be able to answer any of those questions. There's no easy way. There's no script. There's nothing in place for everything that's been happening lately. This baseball team has gone through a lot just in the stint of Coach Grandy being the head coach, and I think he handled it extremely well, and you just – feel for those guys. And he, you know, the biggest thing he talked about was getting over the grief of losing this season. Like, he understands that it is a big deal what had just happened, them losing their season. Like, it's bigger than sports in general. We're, you know, me as a spectator, it's killing me to be able to not watch sports. But I feel for all those players that, you know, those were their final games that they didn't even realize was their final games. Those seniors who didn't even get their senior day, the day that they've worked for their entire life, where it is their last game on the home field, where they just get to go out and enjoy it. And so it's definitely been I feel terrible for these teams, especially the baseball team, since we're talking about them right now. But overall, I think Grandy handled it well, and he has a lot of respect for his players, and he has a lot of understanding, and his players respect him as well. And I think that conversation definitely had some tears within it, but I think it had a lot of love and appreciation for the seniors and for that team. And I honestly think that this is just going to motivate these spring athletes to never take advantage of what they have, especially within sports. Next season, this team is going to come out with a fire, with this passion, and playing in every single game, and they're not going to take it for an advantage once, because they just love the game of baseball, and it is killing them for them not to get to play. My little brother is a sophomore in high school, and his season isn't officially canceled. They're hoping that they can still maybe get at least a half or a fourth of a season in. So our school hasn't canceled it completely, but it's killing my little brother to not be practicing. Like, he would be outside practicing every single day right now after school. So it's definitely killing him. And so I just feel for all these guys that are losing their season. I can't imagine what it would be like to lose my senior season. And I'm hoping and praying that this coronavirus does its course and gets out of here so I can have my senior season. So I think Coach Grandy handled it well, and no matter what, these questions are hard to answer for these coaches, because there really isn't a right answer. And no matter what, they're always going to feel like what they said or what they did, like, they wish that they could do more. They wish they could change the outcome. But unfortunately, you know, different things happen, and there's nothing that they can really do about it.
Yeah, I think he handled the situation as well as he could. I mean, there's nothing more you want but to play your season, especially as an athlete and a coach. But there's nothing really that we can do as of right now. So we do have a couple more things planned. That's all we have for Bluffton as of right now, because we're still waiting on a couple responses from the softball and the track and field coach, but those should be here by next week. We'll have those for you. We also are going to try and get some players to talk to us and just tell us how it's affected them, some spring athletes as well. I know Pat said he had some things he wanted to talk about outside in the whole world of sports.
Yeah, I first want to talk about the Olympics. It was announced today, March 24th, that the Olympics are going to be pushed back until 2021. As you know, the Olympics happen every 4 years. So you have the Summer Olympics every 4 years and the Winter Olympics every 4 years. And only there's 2 years in between the two. So this year was supposed to be the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. and that is going to end up being moved from this July to sometime in 2021. And so that's definitely hard, and it just shows that this coronavirus is affecting all athletes. It is affecting the top athletes in the world, and the fact that they cannot go now and compete, and something that they've trained for their entire lives to go out and represent their country. And so that was canceled. I'm not surprised that it was canceled, but it's just extremely hard, and the sports world continues to hurt in losing one of the biggest spectacles in sports and one of the most watched sporting events that normally last about 2 weeks, and it's just getting taken away from us this summer and is going to be pushed back until next summer, 2021. And then we're going to go ahead and talk about a little bit of NFL free agency. Trent, I know you have your Browns players that you want to talk about, and then I'll talk a little bit about some guys outside of just the Browns.
Yeah, so a couple of ones that I really saw, we talked a little bit last week, was Austin Hooper, a tight end, signed a 4-year deal with the Browns. $23 million guaranteed in the first two. He was one of the people I've always watched. I always play with him in Madden. I enjoy him. He was on my fantasy team a couple years ago, so I'm excited about him. Kevin Johnson, the cornerback, also signed. Case Keenan signed to be the backup quarterback behind. Wow, my mind just went blank.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Thank you, Pat. It's been one of those days. But Case Keenan signed. I'm excited. I think they're going. There's a bunch more, but those are just top three that really caught my eye. But I'm excited to see what. I know we have a couple, just random throughout. But I watch the Browns. I'm from Cleveland area. Pat, you can go ahead and talk a little bit about your Colts and what they've done so far and what you're excited for next year.
I'm extremely excited. We have just signed Philip Rivers to a 1-year, $25 million contract to be the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, as well as the Colts traded the first-round pick in the 2020 NFL draft for defensive end from the San Francisco 49ers, DeForest Buckner. So I'm extremely excited. We also re-signed our left tackle, Anthony Costanzo, and also re-signed a defender as well. So I'm happy with what the Colts done. I hope they go ahead and spend the rest of their cap space on some good players. We still have some cap space out there, so I am excited for that. But the biggest name in free agency this year, Tom Brady, has signed a 2-year, $50 million deal. Could be up to $59 million with $9 million in incentives that he can earn with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Trent, what do you think about Tom Brady not being on the Patriots and being on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the 2020-2021 NFL season?
I'm really interested, because I know a lot of people, I've always been, Tom Brady is only good because he's a system quarterback, but I think he's just a good quarterback. He's grew a lot in the league since he has been in the league. I'm excited to see what he does at the Buccaneers, so I'm excited. I don't know if you're excited at all, but I was kind of shocked, though, because it did seem to me like he loved it there at New England with the Patriots. He had a good relationship, I feel, with everybody there. So it was a little shocking when I found out, like when I first heard the news, because my dad told me, and I was like, oh, he's just kidding, because I don't know what I was doing, but my dad told me, and I was like, really? And then I went and I looked it up, and it was true, and I was like, okay. But I'm excited to see how he does this year at the Buccaneers, and just see what all he's got, because I've only ever watched him at the Patriots.
Yeah, so there's been some reports out that Tom Brady had interest in the Indianapolis Colts. Being an Indianapolis Colts fan, it's hard for me to think that Tom Brady could have potentially been our quarterback. But hey, if he would have brought us some Super Bowls, I think I would have been okay with it. Colts weren't interested in it because Tom Brady wanted a 2-year deal, and the Colts were more focused on bringing in a quarterback only on a 1-year deal. So I'm okay with Philip Rivers. I'm not going to lie, I probably would have rather had Tom Brady. It would have been hard for me to root for him just because of the rivalry between him and Peyton Manning when Peyton Manning was our quarterback for years and years. But I don't think I would have been upset if Tom Brady would have been our quarterback, especially if he would have brought those winning ways to us. But I'm intrigued to see how he's going to do in Tampa Bay. He's got some big wide receivers in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, so I'm interested to see how he does. He also has a pretty good running back and some good tight ends over there as well, and OJ Howard is their tight end. So I'm intrigued. I'm interested to see how Tom Brady does there. It should just be interesting to see the least, just not seeing him in a Patriots jersey. I think it's just going to be really weird. It's going to be like Michael Jordan when he went and played for the Wizards, LeBron James when you first saw him playing on the Heat, and now he went back to the Cavs, and now he's on the Lakers. It's just weird. So when you see guys change like that, for me it was weird when Peyton Manning went to be a Bronco and seeing him in a Broncos jersey. It was just weird. But overall, I wish him luck, and people don't think that he can win without Belichick, so let's see what Tom Brady is all about and what he can do with a different head coach. But another big name, it was announced that the Los Angeles Rams have released running back Todd Gurley, and not even a day later, Todd Gurley signed with the Atlanta Falcons on a one-year deal. Trent, what do you think about the Los Angeles Rams dropping what was just a couple of years ago probably the top running back in the NFL and allowing him to go somewhere else and now signing with the Atlanta Falcons?
I was kind of shocked, not gonna lie, just because he was one of the top, and he's still good, solid halfback, and it's not like he's dwindling. He's still young. He still has a lot of time under him. So I was just not really prepared to see that go through, and then it was a really quick turnaround, only as you said, a day, which you don't really see. You usually see a couple days here or there, a couple weeks even on some players, but I really don't know how I feel about that one yet. I was just looking through him and I saw it and I was like, what? Like, I saw his name and I was like, that I did not expect. I figured they would re-sign him and he would still be on the Rams, but I guess not. So we'll see how he does with the Falcons this coming year.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. This NFL season is going to be kind of crazy, and kind of the craziest part about this NFL free agency, and it's kind of kept the sports world kind of afloat a little bit by kind of having the NFL free agency right now, but none of these players can actually sign with their teams because of the coronavirus and social distancing. So none of these deals actually are finalized until they go through a physical that is approved by the team. So Tom Brady did officially sign because the team agreed to have Tom Brady do a physical with an outside doctor, actually a doctor from New York City, and it was approved, and so then Tom Brady was officially able to sign. But a lot of these players have not been able to do their physicals, so they have not officially signed with their teams. So this NFL free agency has just kind of been crazy, and just overall just something that is going to be historic and something we will definitely remember for the rest of our lives. I know I will never forget my junior year of college, 2020. I just had my 21st birthday on Saturday. Couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't go to the bars. Couldn't go out to eat for my birthday. So I will never forget my 21st birthday. I will never forget my junior year of college. I will never forget the coronavirus. I don't know about you, Trent. I know your birthday's coming up here in exactly a week. Sounds like the same thing's going to end up happening for you as well.
Yeah, I'll probably just stay home. But I will definitely always remember junior year and all of this that's going on. And even I think what's also interesting about this free agency for the NFL is that with the cancellation of the rest of the XFL season, XFL players have been allowed to get signed. And one name that popped up that I saw that I was like, whoa, that's kind of interesting, was XFL quarterback PJ Walker signs with the Panthers. And I remember PJ Walker in college, he played at Temple University, and I was just confused because I didn't know that they were letting go of Cam Newton, which I believe got announced earlier today, didn't it?
Yes, they haven't officially out, but reports are that the Panthers will be releasing Cam Newton. Also, a big name that did sign with the Panthers was Teddy Bridgewater, who was probably the best backup this past year. He was obviously the starter for the Minnesota Vikings until he really, really injured his knee. They didn't know if he would ever be able to play football ever again. But the Minnesota Vikings released him. He went was a backup behind Drew Brees in New Orleans for a couple years. Drew Brees got injured this year, so he was actually 4-0 as a starter this past year. And so they just signed Teddy Bridgewater, as well as, you said, P.J. Walker, who was actually backup quarterback for the Colts before signing with the XFL. And I really like P.J. Walker. I see a bunch of Colts players tweeting that they're so excited for him to be able to get that opportunity. But that means that the era of Cam Newton in Carolina is officially over.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. See where he goes if he gets picked up anywhere. I like watching Cam Newton. I think he's kind of a flashy, styly player. But I do like how he plays. But I had a couple others wrote down, just go over. But I think we cover that pretty good with covering our favorite teams and then just a couple other big names outside of our favorite teams. But there's a lot going on in free agency right now, so if you want to keep up with that, I know ESPN has updates on those all the time. You have anything else, Pat?
I don't think so. I was wishing that there's, you know, sports going on that we could talk about, but unfortunately during these crazy times, there's not much that we really have, especially when it comes to Bluffton sports. So hopefully Coach Yakno and Coach Des Moines get back to me so we can go ahead and have their interviews here for you guys so you can hear a little bit from them about kind of the message that they gave to their players next week. But other than that, I mean, I think that's all we really have for you guys this week. I'm glad we're able to give you at least a little bit of sports so we can go ahead and still try and stay a little bit sane. I know it's killing me not to have sports, but other than that, I think we're good to go. Trent, go ahead and finish it up for us.
And that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and hope you come back and listen to us next week. Follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffthewit.com, and subscribe. It's been Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spillman. We thank you for listening to 96.1
The Roll Wit. Beef.